From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Saddam Hussein's day in court. We'll have an account from an eyewitness American reporter in the courtroom. First, the lead. Hurricane Wilma, now officially the most powerful Atlantic hurricane ever. It's not in the Atlantic right now. It's in the Western Caribbean near the coast of Mexico. But it is a Category 5 storm. It is perhaps headed toward the southwest coast of Florida and could reach there this weekend. Hugh Cobb is a forecaster in the Tropical Analysis Branch of the National Weather Center. He's at the National Hurricane Center now. Hugh, where is this storm going in the next day?
Well, it's going to be moving northwestward across the Caribbean, the northwest Caribbean, over the next day or two, and then turning into the southeast Gulf and then toward the Florida Peninsula within 4 days.
Is it going to hit Mexico?
Current track has it going just to the east of the Yucatan Peninsula.
So it's not going to make landfall. It's going to stay over the water, you think?
Pretty much, yeah, until it reaches Florida.
When you say that this is the most powerful Atlantic storm ever recorded, what do you mean?
The lowest barometric pressure ever recorded for an Atlantic hurricane.
And what does that mean?
Well, barometric pressure, the lower the pressure, is an indication of how intense a storm is. So the lower the pressure, the more intense the storm. And this, therefore, with the record pressure, it is a very intense storm.
How powerful are the winds?
175 miles an hour.
So I have seen on television diagrams of where you think this hurricane is going. It looks as though it's going to make a very sharp right-hand turn and move across the Caribbean into Florida. How do storms do that? What makes it make a right turn like that?
The storm is getting picked up by the westerlies. And so the upper-level steering pattern is going to steer to the northeast.
And how soon would it hit Florida? This weekend?
We're talking about late Saturday or Sunday.
Uh-huh. And what would be the condition of the storm at that time? Do you know?
Well, we're anticipating it to still be a major hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, as it approaches Florida. So it's anywhere on the West Coast. Basically, the uncertainty is still there, you know, the cone of uncertainty. But that's our best estimate of what the intensity will be.
Hugh Cobb at the National Hurricane Center. Hugh, thank you for speaking with us.
Sure. You're welcome.